So Frankel is the best official. No one will be surprised by that.
I don't think so, no. I mean, he's, his record speaks for itself. We've rated him on 140. He's replicated it. He's done it in over two different distances, which is unique. He's got six 135-plus performances. He's unbeaten. And he's always impressive every time he runs. So I don't think it's any great doubt that he was going to be the highest-rated horse.
Just talk me through the thinking. Why effectively downgrade Dancing Brave? Why not simply give Frankel 141, 142?
Well, because that would have been a fudge. I mean, we've got to be absolutely honest to ourselves. And if we believe that Frankel is a 140 horse, then that's the way it should be. And the object was never to, of the recalibration, was never to ensure that Frankel was the best. If Dancing Brave on the figures had come out to stay the same, then he would have stayed the same and we'd have stood by it and we'd have kept him on 141. But when you look at the levels of 1977 to about 1991, then they're clearly very different from today. You only need to look at the fact that in 1977 there were 145 horses rated 120 plus, and this year in Britain, France and Ireland is 22. So we clearly the levels are completely different. So a recalibration of those early years really needed to take place. And yes, Frankel's and Dancing Brave has come down three, but other great horses have come down considerably. Alleged has come down six from 140 to 134. Shergar four from 140 to 136. And the reason for that is that they were in at a time when the handicappers just worked differently from what we do nowadays.
So Frankel, the champion. And everybody would say at the end of a really vintage year, but then you look at the three-year-olds and think, we may have had a lot of really vintage horses, but the three-year-old crop were by no means classic.
Yes, you slightly wonder whether our little vintage era of See the Stars, Carver, Zenyatta, Black Caviar, who's got under a little bit of a cloud at the moment, that era may just be coming to an end when you look at last year's three-year-olds and this year's four-year-olds. But my two-year-old handicapper, Matthew Test, is hopeful about last year's two-year-olds becoming much better three-year-olds than we had in 2012. So we live in hope.
I know you have to be totally objective the way you look at it, and you have to be detached from it, but racing needs something in 2013, doesn't it? Because, you know, I know you're jumping as well, and they've lost their top names. Now Frankel is retired. Something's got to emerge from somewhere. Are you hopeful it might come from amongst this lot?
Well, I'm more hopeful that new superstars will emerge from the jumping side. You know, I'm very confident that the likes of Sprinter Sacra and Simon Sig, you know, will come on and prove themselves to be, you know, really tip-top horses. So I haven't got a problem from the jumping side, and we're probably a bit luckier in terms of strength and depth there. But obviously, it is a worry when you have a three-year-old crop who are arguably the worst we've had in Britain since 1977. We've only got one British horse as a three-year-old rated 120 and above, and that's Enki for winning the St. Ledger. And we've never had a horse in the extended distance, mile and three quarters and upwards, as the top horse. So to have a St. Ledger winner as our champion three-year-old is very, very unusual.